I'd like to learn something about how the church services were held. What did you do? Did you have much singing or?
Singing, praying, preaching. Mm-hmm.
And just on Sunday, or did you go to church during the week?
We go to church. Every Wednesday night we had church prayer meeting. Mm-hmm. And that was Sunday. Sunday school and church. Who does it now?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever teach in church?
Yeah.
Did you? Tell me a little bit about that. Were you you were taught in Sunday school, would you explain what you did in church?
Well, I was a deacon.
I see. Mm-hmm. And does a deacon go around and visit other church members?
Yes, or? We go to different churches at times. But we have church every Sunday night. We got our own church, prayer meeting, Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. And did you belong to any clubs here in town now, or
no, I
don't. It's just the church?
Just the church.
And your parents were born in the county, both of them?
That's right.
And were your parents born in the county here?
Yes.
And your parents were both farmers, too.
Mm.
Okay. Well. You can.
Where do you live?
Well, I grew up in a small town in Ohio.
Ohio.
Right. But I went to school in New York and taught for a while in New York and in Chicago, and now I'm working for this university in Atlanta, and so I keep moving around pretty much. And, I really enjoy this work very much. What we're trying to do is get a lot of these interviews completed and then go back to Atlanta and keep them in the library, listen to them, and so there's a kind of living history of what the way life really used to be. But the questions that we were discussing here, you really can't find in textbooks, or you can find dates, you know, places and things like that, but actually how people lived is very difficult to find out. And
I imagine so.
It's something that we should know and remember. And people, for some reason, they don't seem to be proud of their heritage. You know, they're looking too much ahead instead of what kind of foundation they've had. So we're hoping that this is the effect of the project, and get people more respect for their history and their heritage. This lady I was telling you about, the sheriff's mother-in-law, was she's writing down everything she can remember about the old days, and she's trying to put down what her uncles and aunts and grandparents told her, and I think it's a good idea. Her children and then her grandchildren will really appreciate it. Well, I think I'll go back to the library. And do you know Mrs. Wallace there at the library, Robbie Wallace?
Yes.
She's a high-spirited woman, isn't she? She's a pleasure to know. And I met a friend of Mr. Robinson's in Bolivar. He teaches agriculture there, and he told me about Professor Robinson. So when I came up here, I wanted to meet him. And I'd like to to interview him, but he's a busy man, isn't he? He's, and he wasn't born in this county. He was born in Perry County, so able to. Well, thank you very much for